You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Pivot to the Royals a little bit. Obviously, a big win last night against the Washington Nationals out at Kauffman Stadium. And we welcome in the general manager and the vice president of baseball operations for the Royals, J.J. Pecola, here on 96.5 The Fan. I know from the outside it's easy for us, J.J., to be like, all right, you guys got to win X amount of games during this time frame and all that. I'm sure the players obviously don't look ahead like that. But do you sense the urgency as you guys are headed in this final stretch and obviously recognize where you guys are at in the standings and the wild card chase?
Well, there's urgency in the sense that there's just over 40 games left in the season, so you got to make a move at some point. But at the same time, if we're thinking about what our record is on September 15th and here we are on August 12th, you know, we're probably making a mistake. We got to go night to night, and tonight's the most important game of the season, and tomorrow afternoon will be the most important game of the season, and that's the way we've got to play it out the rest of the year. But you just got to take every day in stride and do the best we can and try to put ourselves in a position to somehow get into this wild card spot.
JJ, you mentioned like the mistake stuff. What would you say is the cause between this year, what seems to be a sloppier baseball team, right? Base running errors or mental mistakes or things I don't feel like we're as accustomed to from the team last year, where it felt like those things were more buttoned up. Because I think about the four games you guys apart in the wild card game, and I feel like I can find those games for you guys and some of those games where, like, the mistakes that don't have to happen. Not, like, you strike out, but just, like, a mental mistake.
Well, there's no doubt that we've made a lot of mistakes that have really hurt our chances to win a ball game. And, you know, it's no secret our offense has struggled this year. I mean, we've been talking about it all season. And, you know, when you're not necessarily clicking on all cylinders on offense, you better play good defense. You better run the bases well. You got to do all the other things right. Fortunately, our pitching has given us the opportunity to even talk about the playoffs right now. But we do believe the bats will come around. But whether the bats come around or not, or the pitching sustains what it's doing, we cannot make some of the mistakes that we've made over the last, you know, magnified here the last 10 games or so, because it's, you know, really is damaging your chances to win a game. And, you know, we've talked about it with the coaches. And how do you explain it? You know, I know our processes are no different, and I'd say even better than they were last year. Our results haven't been as good. So why is that? And I think what's happening is because there's been some expectations this year, you know, as a team that went through one season in the playoffs, you start putting more pressure on yourself and you're trying to force things. We don't need to force things. We need to play smart baseball. So whether it's a miscue in the field or missed opportunity on the base paths, you know, we have to eliminate those mistakes, because sound baseball is something that we take a lot of pride in throughout our organization, from the minor leagues on up to the major leagues. And we haven't been as sound this year as we were last year, hence our record. And that's just the way the game works. We can have all the data and information and all the great game planning that goes on, but if you don't play good baseball, you're not going to win. That's the bottom line. It's the major leagues, and you can't make multiple mistakes in a game, because it's going to cost you. The other team is a talented team as well.
How do you fix it mid-year, I guess, if that makes sense? Like, if it's been something that's plagued you, is there a coaching element? How do you guys go about, like, trying not to put too much pressure on them, obviously, to do that? But, like, how do you hope that those problems get resolved?
Well, they are major league players, and there's a way you have to handle every person, and every guy's a little bit different. You know, some guys you can address it right there in the moment, and other guys you might have to go to them the next day. But it certainly needs to be addressed, has been addressed. You want guys to learn, and there are some young players on our team, first time up in the major leagues, that, you know, they're making some mistakes they didn't make in high school or college. But when you're in the major leagues and the stakes are high, you know, you may try to force things too much. And then it's just a reminder, hey, it's the same game. You know, it's all relative, whether you're in A ball or the big leagues. It's all relative in the sense that the talent level in A ball was the talent level in A ball. The major leagues, that's the major league talent. But the game is the same. Keeping the double play in order, taking an extra base when you have the opportunity to, playing smart baseball when the scoreboard tells you, you know, you need to play smart baseball. There's not a need to be aggressive. They're all discussions that happen every single day with our coaches and our players, and we just got to keep pushing it and pushing it because it has to get better.
We're talking to J.J. Piccolo here on 96.5 The Fan. I want to go back to Sunday and I guess really even yesterday with Bobby Witt Jr. He was back in the lineup. Is it just a back tightness thing that you think he's going to have to deal with the rest of the way? It's just one of those things eventually it's going to require some time off? Or where are you guys at with Bobby Witt Jr., who, of course, last night was back out there making a great play in the field?
Yeah, it was great to see him. I thought he made two really good plays that would have tested his back, and he felt great after the game, so that's a good sign. You know, we've got to keep in mind, this guy plays every game, you know, and he plays it with a different set of skills, which, you know, his body is going to be taxed more than most guys night to night. So I think it's normal that guys are going to go through some soreness. We don't think it's serious in nature, I can tell you that, or he wouldn't have played last night. But after he warmed up yesterday and went through pregame, he said he was much better and ready to play tonight, and we're hopeful that that's how he feels today. But we just have to keep an eye on it, because clearly we need Bobby on the field, and we would not put him in a position to jeopardize a longer term or an IL stint. We would not do that. We'd rather give him the day here and there to try to get him through the season. And like most guys, you know, rest and recovery after the season is the best time to get things healed up. You know, we just have, you know, I think it's 43 games starting tonight. 43 games he's got to get through, and hopefully another handful in October. You know, but he's a pro. He'll help us with it and communicate with us.
While we're talking about health, Hunter Harvey, unfortunately, back on the IL. It feels like he just can't catch a break, you know, since he was acquired by you guys.
Yeah, I feel terrible for him because he's throwing the ball so well. He did it the first 10 days or so of the season, didn't give up a run. He comes back, and he's throwing the ball exceptionally well. He was throwing the ball well in the minor leagues. We actually cut his rehab short about a week because he was feeling so good. Hard to explain. You know, he pitched a great inning. Then Saturday, he comes in. He says, my groin's a little tight today. He didn't go to bed with soreness, but he woke up with soreness. Maybe that's a little bit of adrenaline, you know, because he's out there and he's competing and he doesn't feel anything. But the next day it was sore, and then yesterday was not only more sore to him, but visibly sore to our training staff, and we knew we had to put him on the IL. But hopefully we got ahead of it in the sense that it's not anything really serious, and, you know, hope to get him back here by, you know, say early September.
You guys have added obviously a couple more pitchers. What do you guys make of your early returns on Fulter and Burgert? You've gotten two starts now out of each. How have you felt about it?
Well, Fulter, I thought, was better last night. He ran a high pitch count. Obviously, his first game in Boston, you know, wasn't indicative of who he is, and I don't even think last night was. But, you know, he made a couple changes to some pitches yesterday, and he got a really high number, his highest number on the year as far as percentage of swings and misses, because we, you know, Brian Sweeney and pitching staff made a couple quick changes with him. He bought right into it, and he had some success, but really – it was more about being in the strike zone and not having that pitch count run up the way it did. That was a situation where you like to try to get a fifth out of them. But where we were in the order, we felt like it was the right time to not go at the top of the lineup a third time through. But it was much better. This start was much better, and we know that he'll settle in. And Burgert, I mean, what can you say? He's been outstanding. I mean, two really, really competitive games for us. I thought what was impressive in Minnesota is he gives up a two-run homer, a nine-hole hitter. that's an easy spot to get distracted as a pitcher. You know, as the eight-hole hitter gets on, then a home run, you could easily, like, lose focus right there, and he didn't. And he stayed in the game. He competed, gave us, you know, five-plus innings, and you couldn't ask anything more out of a starting pitcher. And then when you think about this is his rookie year, it's even more impressive.
When you look at the rest of the injury stuff, Jack Caglione, I know the reporting is that he's going to start a rehab assignment maybe as early as tonight, I guess, down there in Omaha. How long are you guys looking in Omaha? What are you guys thinking on the rehab stuff? Is it a week? And if he still feels fine, 2 weeks? Just kind of what's the timeline on it?
Yeah, timeline's hard to tell because we don't know how he's going to react. So it's hard to say he's going to be back by this date or that date. I think the big thing is he is playing tonight. He's starting that rehab tonight. I believe he's not scheduled to play tomorrow, and then he'll, from that point on, I think Thursday on, he'll be in the lineup every day, assuming, you know, everything's feeling good. You know, if he has any soreness, then we have to back off. So that's his timeline's dictated more by how he feels, but I do think it's a great time for him to just kind of reset, take some good at-bats, gain some confidence, and put himself in a position to be called back to the big club, whether it's prior to September 1st or post September 1, you know, we're just going to see how things are going from his health and also from a timing and rhythm standpoint in the batter's box.
Baseball sorts itself out usually, whether it's injuries, whether it's performance, but whenever that rehab assignment is over and he's good to come back to the big league club, do you envision him being an everyday player again for you guys?
Well, certainly. I mean, whether it's 2025, we know.
Oh, this year, sure.
We know
sure.
in the future, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the makeup of the club's changed. You know, we have a couple different players since he got injured with Grichuk and Yaz, and those guys are veterans, and they're going to be on the field. But there's plenty of ways to get Cags or anybody else. Michael Massey's going to be coming back. There's plenty of ways to get them all in the lineup. You know, with Cags, he can play first, he can DH, he can play right. We have flexibility with all of our outfielders can go over to left field. We'd be a little hesitant to put Cags in left just because he hasn't played there at all. But Massey can play left. He can play second. There's going to be ways to get guys in the lineup. But look, these games mean a lot. Performance is going to be a big dictator of who's in our lineup night to night. This isn't the minor leagues. We're trying to develop guys right now. We're down the home stretch. We've got to win a lot of freaking games. And that's how this thing's got to go. So based on how guys are playing is going to dictate who's in our lineup night to night.
What would you say, like, JJ, this is mostly like a fan sentiment. I don't know that this is, but like the idea that people, like, I think this was a complaint of Q, and so then maybe people take it into the player stuff, this like idea that this team isn't full, like has that killer instinct, the way people talk about 14 and 15. Do you, I mean, I'm guessing you would refute that, but what do you think about the, what is your sense of the team and that instinct and the idea that like the competitive drive is high enough to like keep pushing this year?
Well, I think the drive is there. I mean, I'm in the clubhouse just about every day, and I can tell you those guys are giving a lot of effort, and they care about what's going on. You know, it's easy to point to World Series teams and say they had this great drive. Yeah, because October was great. But, you know, there were some lulls in 14 and 15 and that we tend to forget because October was so special. We just got to get to October with this club and take care of our business every day. And that October magic, it happens in October. It doesn't happen in October or in August or September. It happens in October. So the point is we got to get there. We were a wild card team in 14 and just got hot as anything, you know, going through the month of October. But the point is you got to get there. So we're not worried about the intensity of this club. Those guys play with passion. They play with fire. You know, personalities are different on this team than maybe any other team that we've had. Every team changes, but the competition, the desire to win, I can promise you, is there in that clubhouse right now.
J.J. Piccolo, Royals General Manager, Vice President of Baseball Operations, joins us every couple weeks here on 96.5 The Fan. Appreciate it, and we'll check in down the road.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.